Welcome to How to Build a Tank, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. If you want to reach out to me with any questions, comments, if you want to, want to meet up sometime, maybe it'll happen. Maybe we will be both at the G3 conference coming in January in Atlanta, and you want to make sure that we connect. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I'd appreciate a subscribe, a follow, a tag, a share, all of the above. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HGBT in the memo field, and you will get a free HGBT 15-ounce mug of coffee. A mug to hold coffee. You can get coffee from the Fight Laugh Feast Network. They also have other great content and merchandise that you can get. Special exclusive discounts as a club member, so definitely go check that out. Most of all, you are coming alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. I made it to the East Coast. This is my first ever recording on Eastern Standard Time. It is 10:30 p.m., the latest I have ever recorded a show, but just had a really great time tonight, half asleep. We have been in bags for 4 weeks. 4 weeks, it takes 45 days to move your stuff from Hawaii to Florida, which I probably mentioned before because I just find that absolutely amazing that it takes that long to move stuff from one point of the world to the other, but what do you do? I just got done playing an amazing game. I left one of my friends in California's house, and now I'm staying at my cousin's, who are equally as hospitable in Atlanta. And man, this is a great city. I don't get to spend a lot of time in Atlanta, but this is an awesome, great people, great food, great culture here. I'd really recommend if you ever get a chance to check it out, spend some time here. This is the How to Have Fun segment of the How to Be Successful podcast. Well, that's the theme of the podcast. The podcast name is How to Build a Tent. Yeah, we were going through YouTube and we were trying to build the most random list of search results. And when you go through YouTube and it shows you previous search results, we were trying to put together the most random list. We had like what North Korea plays every morning as a song in Pyongyang. We had the Presidents of the United States music video. We had the Hot Crazy Matrix. We had so many random things. I just can't wait to show it to somebody and just, you know, ask them for their unbiased thoughts. But I highly recommend it. It was a really fun party game if you're going to have some couples over. Maybe that could be how you are successful for a dinner and game night. Yeah, really interesting. I guarantee you they have not played that before. You can be original, have fun, and it won't be boring. And it doesn't have to be super competitive because there's no rules. It's you go around the room and we just had people try to pick something completely random based on the list that we've already searched. I was reading about a bunch of startups that are fighting cancer. There's certain startups that are targeting specific tumors. There are others that are helping with preventative treatment. There's others that are helping with recovery, and there's a bunch of different great things coming out, great attempts at making suffering less, making the devastating illness of cancer, the devastating effects of cancer become less, to become hopefully extinct someday. And I had this thought that there's all these private industries that are doing this to make money. They're doing this not for a bunch of reasons, but we live in a capitalist society and we are doing these things because they provide such value that there's going to be return on the investment. There's going to be a reward for the risk of spending money, experimenting, spending time of your life trying to develop a cure. Either it's a pharmaceutical cure, maybe it's a treatment, maybe it's a new surgery, a new procedure. And I was just thinking to myself that if you are for socialism, if you are for any kind of Marxism, any kind of communism, any kind of government control, where people are not allowed to have freedom to do what they want with their private property, to be able to develop a business and take risks and to try new things, to help people, to provide value. If you are for socialism, if you are for government mandated restrictions, for government telling people what to do with their money, what to do with their businesses, what to do with every aspect of their life, then you are not for these startups. You could not possibly be for these businesses fighting cancer, curing cancer, looking for remedies, looking for the cure. And also for those other companies, those other pharmaceutical companies that are creating and working on different illnesses, different strains of viruses, different genetic defects that could be removing a lot of those side effects, a lot of those symptoms, a lot of the aftermath of being exposed to those things. And you can't be for them. You can't be for the fruit of capitalism. And I think that's such a sad thing, because in my mind, capitalism has such opportunity. It has such an endless possibility. It has a wild imagination. It has the ability to go beyond anything that we can believe or think of today, to cure, to provide value, to create wealth, to lift people out of poverty, to lift people out of their sickness, out of their unsanitary environments, their poor communities. And if you're for socialism, if you're for capitalism, I mean for communism, then you can't be for those things at the same time. Because communism, socialism has never done and had the success that capitalism has had. It has never been able to do anywhere close to what capitalism has been able to do. It has never innovated like capitalists have been able to do. Even the people that purport high taxes, the people that are lobbying for some kind of government intervention, are still looking for capitalism to fund them and to create and reward their ventures. But if you are a true socialist, if you are a true Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, AOC supporter, then you can't be for these cancer-fighting companies, for these companies looking for cures for people, because socialism and communism can't do what capitalism can do, what capitalism has done. And what a sad thing that is. Capitalism is the economic model of endless possibilities. Socialism, communism, is the economic model that limits all hope. It crushes all hope. And you, again, may be saying, why are you talking about this? This is about how to be successful in your business, how to be successful in your career, in your finances. All those things will be limited if the socialists continue to grow. If the young people that have been indoctrinated get to impose what they believe is fair, what they believe is justice, if they believe what is right, if they get to implement that, then all of our success is going to be limited. There won't be endless possibilities anymore. And what do you think that is going to do on risk, on taking risks to start a business, entrepreneurship, innovation? If there is a limited potential of return on your investment, on return on your risk, then how likely are you to take that risk? You're not that likely. When I was an entrepreneur, when I ever started a business, it was attractive, it was exciting, it was invigorating because of the unlimited possibilities, the unlimited payoff that it could provide. But if you told me that the most you can make is 80% of what revenue you bring in, and the revenue you bring in is going to be limited because the government is going to restrict it through regulations, through taxation, and through other controlling mechanisms, that would limit my willingness and desire to go into those businesses. And when you limit entrepreneurs, when you limit startups from doing the risk-taking before entering new markets, to trying new things, to not being afraid to fail because of the sight of the reward, then cancer is not going to be cured. then new innovations aren't going to be created as rapidly, as efficiently as it is in private economies, in the private sector, in a capitalist society. And that will damage us. That will cause us to be poorer. And so you capitalists out there need to wear that capital C with honor, with pride, that this is the best system we have. And until there's a better system, we cannot go back to the old ways of limited freedom, of tyranny, of dictators, of a small group of people, central planning, because that is going backwards. It is not progressive, it is regressive. And if we hope to continue to grow our wealth in our financial portfolios, in our companies, in our careers, then we need to have the unlimited possibility that capitalism provides. The next thing I wanted to talk about, and this is a conversation I had at this party before we did the random search history on YouTube, is how important it is to control the money in partnerships and in any kind of business relationship. And maybe I've talked about this before. I mean, we've done 200 episodes, and this is such an important topic that it needs to be reminded of, or remember to reiterate it, to be spoken about again. So when you go into a contract and you go into a partnership, you want to try to control the money. And the simple reason why is because the person, the entity, the business that controls the money, that holds possession of the money, has the power. It is a lot easier to keep money in your possession than to get it from somebody else. And when there are disputes, when there are partnerships that dissolve, when there are contracts that are breached from partnerships, the best approach is to have the money. The best thing that can happen and the best scenario for you is to be the one with the money. You don't want to be fighting in lawsuits that can last years and years and years because you're trying to get money back that you could have had possession of. So whenever you are entering partnerships, whenever you're creating processes, whenever you are entering contracts, be the one who controls the money. I saw the statistic that hourly workers, 40% of them do not have a trust or do not have money saved up. I said trust fund, but that's not what it was. The article was, for those who have an hourly wage that aren't salaried, 40% of them do not have an emergency fund. Now, an emergency fund is what happens when a disaster hits, when you get laid off, when you're not able to find a job, and you are able to sustain yourself for a suitable amount of time to recover, to bounce back from that disaster. And for that definition, there's not one person on this earth that should not have that. You should have 3 to 5 months of expenses that if you had all of your revenue taken away, that you would be able to go down to your bare bones, pay for your food, pay for your rent, pay for all the necessary expenses that you can't cut in those times, anything that you're contractually obligated to, and be able to last and able to survive. And it is so important as we approach as a year or two out of a recession. This is going to be needed by a lot of people that are probably hearing this podcast. Make sure that you have enough cash, enough liquid assets that you can readily make them available to help you pay for what you need to get by to get through. I don't think a recession is coming that's going to be like the 2008 recession. I barely think that we are going to get to a place where it's negative growth. It might come in 2 consecutive quarters, but I think we'll get out of it pretty quickly as long as the Democrats and the socialists don't remain in power. So I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to frighten you. I believe it's going to be a smaller recession after this big one. I could be wrong, but if we continue to cut regulations, if we continue to have people that are pro-business in making policy, if we continue to have the Fed not do crazy things, I think we are going to be in a good place, even if we do have a slight recession, which right now, again, I don't think we're going to have a slight recession. I think we're just going to have a slowdown, and the Fed might be lowering rates, which will help. But other than that, besides all that, you should just have that anyways, because, hey, I can be wrong. Hey, all the other economists can be wrong. We could have a recession tomorrow. But even if we don't have a recession, you may specifically lose your job yourself. and you want to be prepared. It may take you some sacrifices today to build up that fund. It might take an extra side hustle. It may take not eating out for a couple months. But the security and the knowledge that you will have a certain amount of months of savings in case something like this happens is worth it. It will give you peace of mind. It will give you a little bit of rest that you can be more bold, take more risk, because if you fail, if you get into hard times, that you're going to have this amount of money to fall back on and to bounce back from your dip, from your recession, from your layoff, from whatever it is, from your hardship. Trust me, that is what you need to do. You need to pay off your bills, save up that trust fund, and start investing your money and looking for ways for God to use what you have built, to use the wealth that God has given you. All right, now you have a great weekend. Remember, take some rest, build that Sabbath, work on those side hustles, find ways, look for things to invest in, either in the stock market, investors, Christian companies, whatever it is. Talk to a financial advisor and a fiduciary financial advisor who is fee-based and not making commissions off of the products they sell you. And we'll come back next week and we'll get back to it and talk about ways we can be successful. Now let's go out and be successful today.